Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading in the book of Matthew, which is a part of the Synoptic Gospels. The Synoptic Gospels refers to the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which means that these Gospels contain many of the same stories, and that those stories are sometimes even presented in the same sequence within each of the three different books. The book of Matthew itself was written towards a more Jewish audience to convince them that Jesus was the Messiah promised to them in the Old Testament. It is believed that this book was written 80 to 90 AD. Now, AD stands for Anno Domini, which is Latin for in the year of the Lord, indicating a year after the estimated birth of Jesus Christ. So anything that happened after the birth of Christ, especially within a Christian viewpoint, gets an AD after the date. Nowadays, some more non-religious scholars do use the abbreviation CE, that stands for the phrase Common Era. But both CE and AD refer to the same years in the Gregorian calendar, which is the most widely used calendar today. So let us open our Bibles to the book of Matthew in the 22nd chapter. Today's reading we will start with verse 23, and we'll be finishing with both the chapter and today's reading on verse 46. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 23. That same day Jesus was approached by some Sadducees, religious leaders who say there is no resurrection from the dead. They pose this question. Teacher, Moses said, if a man dies without children, his brother should marry the widow and have a child who will carry on the brother's name. Well, suppose there were seven brothers. The oldest one married and then died without children, so his brother married the widow. But the second brother also died, and the third brother married her. This continued with all seven of them. Last of all, the woman also died. So tell us, whose wife will she be in the resurrection? For all seven were married to her. Jesus replied, your mistake is that you don't know the scriptures, and you don't know the power of God. For when the dead rise, they will neither marry nor be given in marriage. In this respect they will be like the angels in heaven. But now, as to whether there will be a resurrection of the dead, haven't you ever read about this in the scriptures? Long after Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob had died, God said, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. So he is the God of the living, not the dead. When the crowds heard him, they were astounded at his teaching. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees with his reply, they met together to question him again. One of them, an expert in religious law, tried to trap him with this question. Teacher, which is the most important commandment in the law of Moses? Jesus replied, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. A second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. The entire law and all the demands of the prophets are based on these two commandments. Then, surrounded by the Pharisees, Jesus asked them a question. What do you think about the Messiah? Whose son is he? They replied, he is the son of David. Jesus responded, then why does David, speaking under the inspiration of the Spirit, call the Messiah, my Lord? For David said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit in the place of honor at my right hand until I humble your enemies beneath your feet. Since David called the Messiah, my Lord, how can the Messiah be his son? No one could answer him. And after that, no one dared to ask him any more questions. Once again, that was verses 23 through 46. In the 22nd chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew, which was read from the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in Matthew we just read a little more in depth. These verses show Christ answering every question brought by different groups of people. He answered every question well, then asked a question they could not answer, though the answer holds a powerful truth. The Sadducees were very involved politically, held many positions of power, and only believed in the Torah, the first five books of the Bible. They did not believe in the resurrection. They asked Christ a hypothetical, and slightly ridiculous, question about a woman who married seven brothers. Christ answered their question by teaching that there is no marriage in eternity. He also quoted from Exodus chapter 3 verse 6 to show that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are alive now, I quote, am, end quote, their God, not I quote, was, end quote, their God, thus proving the resurrection from the Torah. The scribes academically studied and taught the Old Testament and rabbinical writings. They loved to debate, and this scribe brought a common debate, attempting to trap Christ. He was trying to trap God using his own laws. Jesus answered by citing the Shema from Deuteronomy chapter 6, which was the daily prayer and creed of all Jews. He added on Leviticus chapter 19 verse 18, to love your neighbor as yourself, bringing this law to a place of priority as well. You can't do one without the other. Christ asked the Pharisees a closing question, how can the Messiah be David's son if he is David's Lord? The Pharisees understood that the Messiah was David's son and expected the Messiah to be a conquering king. They didn't understand the Messiah would also be the Lord. Even when Jesus showed it clearly written, they refused to believe. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. Jesus has the answers to our questions. What are some hard questions you have for Jesus? How are you pursuing the answers? What hard questions is God asking you? Before ending this episode, our devotional team would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to continue with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then follow to get updates for new weekly devotionals. You can find us on these platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and our website, which is covenantgrove.org/devotionals. And as well, new episodes are uploaded every Monday through Friday. And in conclusion, as you go on with the rest of your day, may you be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.